Avalon'sGrills.com is better than pie.
That's the way I like it.
My garden's a secret compartment, and that's the way I like it.
Something's not right. It's not sounding correctly.
What's not sounding correctly?
I don't know. It doesn't
fine.
Sound right.
I think it's you. It's in your head.
My head doesn't sound right.
No. Well, it isn't right.
My
head's
know.
Not right.
My head isn't right.
No.
I knew that.
Not. It's Monday.
I knew that already.
I mean, well, it's Tuesday
well,
to you.
We're back. It's been a
you.
While since y'all heard from us, because Friday was me and my brother, and then Saturday was the great Justin Lowmaster.
Uh-huh.
Chivalry Bean, a.k.a. the Space Turtle, and his wonderful leftover story. Did you listen to that?
I didn't. I don't listen to the show.
See, none of you should have your feelings hurt, because she won't even listen to my show, and she's on it! Sunday was, that was our Halloween special. Justin Lowmaster did Leftovers, great story.
Oh.
He did a really good job in production as well.
Oh, good. I'm sure he did great.
Yeah, he did. He did. It was good.
Okay. Sure it was.
He did. He also did a vampire story for Dave. A vampire's story.
Oh, vampire's
for Jen and Dave, and where the evil villain in the story. It was one. Yeah. I think it was a 100 word story, and the evil villain was me. It was Mr. McFadden.
That's funny.
And I don't know. Maybe Dave did that. I don't know. Dave read it and it said me and my friend Justin. It sounded like a Justin story. It could have been Dave.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to give credit where credit was not due.
Yes, don't do that.
But we'll spread it around mm-hmm. with a big thick knife. Okay. Then on Sunday was the last part of my brother's story, the Pearl Orchid. Did everybody enjoy that? Did you enjoy that, Faith? Did you listen to that?
I don't know.
You didn't listen to that either.
No, I was at Carrie's wife's baby shower.
Okay, whatever. So then today, or yesterday, today when we're recording, yesterday when you're listening, it was Just Terry from JTIndy.com who did a show for us.
Mm-hmm. That was nice of him.
Wasn't that nice? And wasn't it a good show?
I don't know.
You didn't listen to that one either. I called you this morning and said, check out today's show. It's really awesome.
Yeah. I think I opened my computer to look at my calendar. It's about it.
Oh,
I didn't even check my emails until 5 o'clock this afternoon. And that was from, like, the last time I looked at them was Thursday at work. So at least twice a week, I look at my email.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that...
Because I'm on my computer all day at work. So, yeah.
So, yeah, we're back.
We are.
It's us.
Are you glad?
Yay,
yeah,
us.
Don't tell us if you're not. I don't want to know.
Yay, us.
Yay, us.
And I'm going to tell you, the My Life Ministries podcast network is just fantastic. I have never been more excited and proud of the group that we have together assembled right now.
Wow.
We have
big praise.
Yes, we have in our stables. Yeah, in our stables. Is that what you say? Like if you have some race horses, right? We have the Jesus Geek.
I have a horse fly.
We have the Jesus Geek.
Uh huh.
The awesomeness of the Jesus Geek.
The OJG.
The original Jesus Geek.
Uh-huh. The Mermont.
We have the Jen and Dave show.
Yes, we do.
Pushing the boundaries of fuzzy bunnies every week.
Yes, they do.
And making
funny, too.
Making me giggles.
Uh-huh.
Giving me the giggles. They had Max Stalling on their show. I was like, because they didn't know, have a clue who he was. Somebody had written in with Ping Pong Pool for the lyrics.
Oh.
I'm like, that's Ping Pong Pool. I know that. And then, you know, they didn't have a clue.
Right, right.
So.
But you knew.
I did know.
Mm-hmm. We should play that game because I think you'd always win.
Oh, that's Jen's thing.
I know it is.
I don't want to show her up.
No.
No.
You would, though.
It would be cool. Maybe we could do to raise money, like in November,
mm-hmm.
me and Jen could go head to head.
Oh.
Like a contest. People could wager money mm-hmm. on us. Or
Jen doesn't like conflict.
Yeah, but I think she could do a contest as long as it was.
You know, but then she's in conflict with you.
No, as long as it was nice spirited.
Okay.
As long as she's not afraid to lose, because I will.
See, there goes the nice spirited. See, Jen, he can't be nice.
I will wipe my butt.
You have
with her
to be
floor.
Mean. You have to be mean to him, Jen. You have permission.
She can't be mean, and I wouldn't be mean to her.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. Uh-huh. I'd be mean to Dave, but not to her.
Oh, okay.
David, kick my tuchus. We have mutual respect for
you'd
each other's
wives. You'd talk smack. You'd talk smack. You'd like, I'm gonna wipe up her kitchen.
I said I'd wipe my butt with her floor.
Yeah, whatever. That's disgusting.
It was, but it wasn't derogatory to her.
I didn't say it was. It's gross. Well, it is derogatory. She's what I was to clean it.
Whatever. Anyway, if we can figure out how to make money on that and Jen will agree to do it, that might be fun for charity.
It might, yeah. It could. Maybe.
And then for the podcasting for water for November. Okay, so then we have the Thin Ice podcast.
Yes, we do. Yes, but they're not podcasting.
Yes, they are.
Oh, no, Thin Ice. I'm sorry. Yes, they're back.
Yes, they are. Well, they were never away. They put out a show a week. They went a couple of weeks without recording, but they actually put out a show every week.
Oh, they did.
Because they had gotten together and recorded a couple of shows.
Oh, okay.
So, and their last couple of shows were some of their funny. I mean, they just kill me. They're stinking funny. That's okay. All there is to it.
Stinking funny.
They're stinking funny. They're funny different than us, though. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a different flavor.
Yeah, it's good.
Funny. They're more of a guy kind of funny.
Yes.
They're not. So. Which I like.
I know you do.
Then we have the True Love Show.
Yes, we do.
With Jose Torres.
Yes, we do.
Which is, you know, its own demographic.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what's cool about every one of these shows. Is kind of the only two that are kind of close is like us and Jen and Dave.
Uh-huh.
We're sort of the same audience, but a lot of people can't stand us like Jen and Dave.
Yeah.
And that's about as far as I can go with that statement. So. So anyway, the True Love Show with Jose Torres.
Wait a minute, people can't stand us? Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there are. I mean, I assume it's a free world. People are free to dislike whatever they want.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, but not us.
Okay. Not you.
Not us.
The True Love Show with Jose Torres is an awesome show that he covers a wide variety of topics. And he's looking for a partner.
Oh.
He's looking for a podcasting partner. And I haven't caught up with all his podcasts to see if he actually got one. I'm about four behind with him, I think. I got caught up with the Thin Ice today. I think I'm one behind with Jen and Dave. I'm two behind with Jesus Geek. And then a Redshift. I'm one behind in Redshift. Now, the last podcast we have is Redshift. You'd think I'd keep up with all my own podcasts.
You would.
So, my own, but I mean the network's podcast. But anyway, the Redshift podcast is our newest member. It is Kidge.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
And Aether Swift.
Aether Swift?
That's how she prefers to be known. She doesn't like her real name.
Oh.
I call her Swifty because I can't pronounce the other
one. Swifty.
Yeah. So, Kidge and Swifty. And they do Redshift, which is a really good show. They start off, it's very structured, but it works for them.
Mm-hmm.
And every show, they've only got...
We don't know structure.
I think they've put out four shows. They've been very consistent. Their website was, I mean, super developed. You know, she's a website...
Well, that's what she does.
Yeah, she's a website designer. So
it's not
like
even
super,
fair.
Super cool. I know, it's not fair to everybody else. So it's like super cool website they got. So anyway, they put out a show. They just kind of banter in the beginning. Not banter, but I mean, they just kind of talk in the beginning about...
Politics and stuff.
No, about
that's
other
what
shows.
You said.
No, the very beginning, they just sort of get to know you, kind of this little monologue, kind of just what's up new in their life or what podcast or whatever. Just kind of really light at the beginning. Then they go right into the news, which is politics and news and prophecy in the news and just really good Christian angle on the news.
Okay.
It's really cool. And then they go into a different language. They start speaking in tongues. They get filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And they begin to speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
They call it World of Warcraft speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some different language because I don't understand a word of it. But if you're a gamer, I'm sure you'd love it.
Chris Martens likes it.
I'll listen to it and then I'll go. And then I just get lost and I'm like, okay, that's enough.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Then I go to the next show.
Yeah.
Yes, my microphone actually completely quit right there.
Yeah. You just.
So.
Just. With your voice.
Yes, my voice is
that powerful.
Turned it off. My voice is that powerful. Okay, so with all that, we need to get on with our show.
Oh, we're doing a show?
Promoted their show. Also, you guys need to really get involved in the 3-minute Bible study and the forums in general. In the forums, we have a 3-minute Bible study. We have a prayer forum where you can request prayer. And then we just have like a chat forum so that you can just chat away. So you need to be involved in all that. I'm telling you, you need to be involved in the whole world that is My Life Ministries. Right?
Right.
Because you want to be part of the My Life Ministries nation. That's what everybody has. Everybody has a nation. Whatever. I don't have a nation. I don't want a nation.
What happened?
Spokane. I was just going to put my 1 cent in because I don't have a worst Michael Jackson song. There's too many to choose from.
Oh.
But my favorite Michael Jackson song is Man in the Mirror.
Man in the Mirror.
It's my favorite because it's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm trying to make some changes in my life, and I know that it's got to start with me and me choosing God. So that's kind of the take I've made on it. So, yeah, that's it. Man in the Mirror, which I know I'm not a man, but that's okay, too. And,
woman
so, yeah,
in the mirror.
Oh, yes.
Bye.
In all of our life, we need to surrender our will to the Lord. And, you know, the will is we have a spirit because our spirit was given to us by God when we were saved. And so we have a new spirit. We are a new creature, and that's in our spirit. And then our will exists between that spirit and our body. And our will is used to being governed by our body.
Uh-huh.
Because we didn't have a spirit because it was dead. So it didn't have any other way to act. So basically our will, you know,
mm-hmm.
responded to our body. Now, that gets counteracted by God's law or by principle, okay? So you can live by principle and deny your body that way, but that's hard to do.
Yes, it is.
Very hard to do.
Yes, it is.
We don't have to do that. We are free. And we are free to give our spirit and give our will, I'm sorry, surrender our will to the Spirit. And the more the Spirit takes over our will and fills our soul, fills our will and our life, then, you know, the freer we are.
The more freedom we have. That's true.
So that's what she means by choosing God. Where am I going here?
I don't know.
I've got to figure out what I'm doing. Here we go.
You're kind of crackling.
My microphone is just about to give way. This is probably the last show for Two Blind Squirrels because we're going to have technical difficulties and not be able to podcast at all.
We will too.
We'll have to figure out something else.
Well, squirrels, you're very right. That is definitely Brad not being sexy. Not that, you know, I have much to compare it to. I don't ever think Brad was sexy on the phone or
hey now
on the air or maybe a little creepy, but
hey hey now.
Anyway, hi squirrels. This is Winston.
Hi,
and,
Winston.
Hello,
I'm
Winston.
Calling in response. I listened to you telling Uncle Luke.
Winston is my most valuable player.
He wins most valuable player.
He wins most valuable player. He is so much help to me and helps me with the 3-minute Bible study and is completely self-sufficient and just is wonderful to work with. I mean, he gently nudges me and he's just wonderful. He'll just do anything you ask and he's just a servant at heart. It's just a pleasure to do business with you, sir. Pleasure.
Some other calls, and I have categorized my responses under two headings.
He has a podcast too called Critical Thinking.
Critical Thinking.
Yeah, it's not part of our it's one of our friends. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, and everything, mm-hmm. But it's anyway. So you got to check that out. CriticalPressMedia.com. Is that right, Winston? I think that's right. I'll look it up while you talk.
Each with three subheadings and 4 points under each of those. But thankfully, you know, for everybody, I'm certain we're only going to deal with the two headings. How's that? But anyway, you said that your other podcast people, of whom I am one, I have my own podcast at criticalpressmedia.com.
There you go.
Join me anyway.
That always happens.
We get to call your show and be funny, that we can be funny by calling your show. And I think that's great. So, yeah, sign me up. I want to be funny. How does that work? I mean, how many times do I have to call before I'm before I get to be funny.
Just laugh.
Being funny start, and is the being funny only on your show?
Yes, or you're not allowed to be funny on your own show.
Mine, because my show could use a little more being funny.
No. You get a more serious show.
Anyway.
Some serious stuff going on.
Yeah,
there.
Let me know how that works, and get back to me whenever you can, because I'm interested in this whole being funny thing. That would be cool.
Critical press.
The problem of God. And
I forgot he had multi points.
Yes.
And we're going very very
critical press media. Go ahead.
Very deep into theology about what God did or did not create or what have you. I'm going to go ahead and agree with Brad that.
Just a minute. We're going to have a moment of silence. We're having a moment of silence.
It's okay, not silent it. If you're talking through it.
That's it. That's it.
Snake birds are not natural, and God did not create them. Now, having said that, I'll also say that.
Thank you.
Snake birds are not, in fact, evil because God did not create evil because evil is not a created thing.
He's outside of time. Is that where we're going?
Evil is not a created thing, which is true.
Right. We've already had this discussion.
You cannot pick up an object and handle it and say, this object is evil.
However, all objects are infiltrated. They're all fallen. We're in a fallen world.
We're all fallen, yep.
So nothing is perfect either.
Dumb rock.
Evil is a choice, and without attempting to define it, we can generally characterize evil as a choice that puts oneself above, or that places oneself in a position that is more important than either God or others, and which is detrimental to either God or others.
I'll buy that. Where do I sign up? Oh, no, I mean, yes, I agree with you.
But what I really wanted to say is that...
Oh, yeah, that's not what
that
you
wasn't
to say.
What he called in to say?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, he said a lot.
I don't know, sorry.
When people say, why does God allow evil? Why does God let this happen? I have, generally speaking, I have found that many times what they are really asking is, why do people die? Or why do people suffer? And the answer in both cases is very, very simple, although the explanation may be simple, but the understanding of it, not necessarily. And why do people die? Well, the answer is they don't. God has promised us an eternal soul and an eternal life.
Not for everybody. Right?
Yeah, you have eternal death.
But that's not eternal life.
No.
Eternal death is death.
True.
We all promised resurrection, even the bad people. Hitler's going to be resurrected, right?
Oh, great.
For the judgment.
Yeah, he'll stand before the throne, white throne.
Right, and then if his soul's not right, and that's God's judgment, not mine, but if his soul's not right, or whoever is found not to be written in the book of life, then they will be cast into the pit. That was prepared not for them, but for
the devil and his angels.
The devil and the beast, right? The man of sin or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to experience a very small portion of that on this world.
That's true.
And,
that's a good point.
Neil Diamond.
As long as you're comforting somebody who's saved,
did he just
say
Neil
point.
Diamond?
No, he said kneel and say amen.
I don't think so.
The great philosopher and comic book writer, when treating the subject of death and characters moving on into the afterlife, one character, a baby being cradled by his personification of death, picks it up and the baby complains to death. He says, "What, that's it? That's all I get?" And death looks down and says, "Well, honey, you got the same deal that everybody gets. You get a lifetime."
Oh.
And it's a subject worth thinking about and studying on. And finally, why do people
this
suffer?
Is the kind of deep thinking and conversation that happens over at criticalpressmedia.com, which is why I stay very clear of it. No, I'm just kidding. Right. It's a very good show. And this is the kind of stuff he does. It's awesome that we're getting a taste of it.
Suffer. And again, we confuse suffering with evil. Suffering in itself is not evil. And God himself suffers. He suffers for the choices that we make that are sinful. And he suffers whenever he sees the people that he loves, that are his creation, doing things to hurt each other and to hurt themselves and to hurt him. And really, why should God have to suffer and we be spared it? And physical suffering on the earth, whether it's emotional or actual deprivation, or any other way that you wish, physically inflicted pain or whatever, any other way that you wish to define suffering, how can that possibly compare in what limited amounts that we have to endure it? How can that possibly compare to the suffering that an eternal and infinite God must go through for 6 million people currently in the world and millions more who have passed on and who have yet to come, where he endures and experiences every minute of suffering that those people do on a level that is far and above and beyond what we could possibly understand. So anyway, I guess the simple answer there is that God can take it because, he can put it all outside of time.
And he ends with the joke.
Of course. I already said that, though, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, I think his point is, bless you. God bless you.
Excuse me, sorry.
I think Winston's point is that it's a matter of perspective, and that's absolutely true. I completely agree with that. I didn't agree with just about everything he said, but I do agree with the fact that it's perspective, and we get lost in our perspective. When anybody is saying, how does God allow pain, or God doesn't exist because of pain, or how can God allow this to happen, or they get mad at God, it's because they have the wrong perspective. They need to change their perspective.
Yes, because God doesn't change. He's always the same.
Read Job.
His love for you doesn't change no matter what you're going through.
Read Job.
He loves you the same no matter what your circumstances, right? He's always the same today and forever.
Absolutely. So where did I had some
what
music and I was gonna end the show. There it is.
It's called outro.
Outro. Well, I couldn't find my music. Okay. Oh man. Oh, what a day, man! It's been kind of a long day.
Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're stretching the show out too.
No, that was Winston.
No, you could just hit the outro music. But you're not going to do that. You're just going to extend the length just for the fun of it?
No.
Okay, then why don't you push the button?
Because it's not right yet. You can't... You know what? What if Bartles and James just went out and said, this wine is just... It's just time. I mean, And they just like said, I'm tired of waiting on it, and they just bottled it and sent it off. It wouldn't be any good, would it?
We're not talking about wine, honey.
We're talking about art.
Seriously,
we're talking
about Bartles and James, like wine coolers. You could compare that to us, I guess. A wine cooler, since we're not a fine wine. Bartles and James. What are you gonna have? Strawberry wine cooler? What are you, 15?
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.